Shall we pray? Lord God, we pray by your Holy Spirit that you would speak to us through these ancient words and make them relevant to us and our everyday life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to continue looking at this short book of Haggai, these two chapters, and particularly the first chapter that Sheila's just read for us. And what we've seen from looking at the book of Haggai is that it's all about this question of whether the people who've returned from exile back to Jerusalem will build their own houses or will build the temple. As we had the feedback when we were discussing it earlier, will the people be focused on their own thing and their own selves, or will they be focused on the whole, the task that the whole community has been called to? And God says through the prophet Haggai in verse 8, build my house so that I may be honored. Build my house so that God will be honored. That's what's at stake here, whether God is going to be honored. And that's what happens in the book of Haggai, and we've already watched, 5 minutes of the video about the whole book. We've talked about it together, so we've thought about it a lot. So I think the question for us is, well, what does it mean for us today? Because we know we're not called to build a temple for God, okay? We don't need to go out and buy a plot of land and build a big building. That's not what we're being asked to do. Because we know now that the whole world is God's temple. God's presence by his Holy Spirit fills the whole earth. And actually, there were a group of us here in this building yesterday. We've been doing the Alpha course in the evening, evening service on a Sunday. And we had our Holy Spirit yesterday, and we had a fantastic time together, learning more about who God the Holy Spirit is, how the Spirit works, and chance to pray with each other. And lots of us experienced God in a new way as we prayed for each other and gave time to be open to God being with us by his Spirit. So that's the truth that we know. It's the truth we read in Acts 17 when Paul writes, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands." So that means that you and me can know that God is everywhere, that God and his glory fills the whole earth, as the Bible talks about, that God is with us wherever we go, whatever we do. And one of the things that really struck me as I read through the book of Haggai this week was a beautiful statement, simple statement that appears twice in this short book, so in verse 13 of the first chapter and verse 4 of the second chapter. And God says simply to his people, he says, "I am with you." The Almighty God says to his people, "I am with you." What an amazing promise. A life-changing truth to know that God is with us always through the presence of the Holy Spirit. As we live, in all we do, wherever we go, God is with us. And for me, that truth, that amazing promise, invites us to live in a way that honors God. Just as God called the people through Haggai to honor him through building the temple, I believe we today are still called to live in a way that honors God, that pleases God, that delights God, that makes God smile. Not because God demands it, but because God is worthy of it, because it's the right thing to do. It's the right response to the one who's promised to be with us always. So the people of Judah were called to honor God by building the temple, which God calls my house. But as we've already said, that's not our task, is it? So that's the question for us. What does it mean for you and for me to build God's house? What's the task in front of us? What's the task we've been called to? As a church here at St. Barnabas, as families, and as individuals. And what that means is working to make the world look more like the way our Creator God intended it to look. To reflect God. To reflect God with love and beauty and joy and peace and flourishing and reconciliation and wholeness. But what does that look like for you and me? I think the bad news is I can't tell you that, I'm afraid. So that's the big picture stuff, that list is the big picture of the kind of things that we're working towards. That's our goal, our end goal and our aim. The big picture stuff. But actually what it looks like for each of us, for you and for me, will look different in our day-to-day lives, depending on the gifts and the skills and the resources that we have, depending on our age, the life stage that we're in, our commitments, our work, our education, all those kind of things. And actually, I think it's a really important part of the journey of following Jesus is asking that question and seeking to find more fully the answer to the question, what does honoring and serving God look like for me as the unique person that God has made me to be? So as an example, right, I had a chat with my mate on the phone this week. He doesn't live in Middlesbrough. And he rang because he was thinking about applying for a new job. He currently works for the emergency services. And he was thinking about applying for a job working for a charity. And he really enjoys his current job. He's clearly very good at it from all the opportunities that he's getting and that kind of thing. And the job that he has quite a, you know, you can obviously see that it's a job where he's serving other people and you know that he's working for the common good in the job that he does. So really, the conversation that we ended up having on the phone this week is whether the idea of applying for this new job can help him to take another step towards seeking to serve God in his day-to-day life. And so, of course, what was unhelpful for my friend who'd rang for some, you know, a chat with me was that I wasn't able to really give him any a straight answer to that. Because we can't know for sure, can we, about these things. But what I said to him is that it's definitely the right kind of question to be asking. It's definitely the kind of question that honors God when we say, I want to make decisions that help me to live the life that God has called me to live, to serve him in the way that's best for me as a unique person that God has made and that God is with day by day. So I think even asking that question was bringing honor and glory to God. And so I think what my mate is doing, which we also see the people doing in verse 12 of our passage today, is hearing God speak and obeying, responding to God. And we see that in the passage that they do eventually put down their tools, stop working on their own homes, and work together on the temple. They responded to God, calling them back, calling them to change their priorities yet again, to choose to put God first and to choose to honor God. And that's the kind of person that I want to be. Do you want to be that kind of person too? So as I come to an end in a moment, we're going to sing that great hymn, Be Thou My Vision, one of the hymns we chose for our wedding. It's a great hymn. I think the whole thing really is a prayer, isn't it? A prayer to God that God will help us to put him first in our life. The prayer of being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus, that God is our number one priority and everything else finds its place behind God as number one. And the fourth verse that we're going to sing is particularly challenging for me as we try to take seriously this call that we see through Haggai to build God's house, not our own, to do the task that God has called us to. Riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only, the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. So what are you building? What's the task in front of you? Are there perhaps other priorities that God is asking you to put aside so that you can seek and serve God more fully? What does it mean for you in the situation that you're in right now to be building God's house, to be honoring and serving God, to be working for God's glory in the ordinary things of your everyday life? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for speaking to us through your prophet Haggai. We thank you for the honor that you call us to work for you, that you give us a task to do. God, would you continue to speak to us, to lead us, and guide us as we seek to follow you. And Holy Spirit, would you strengthen us? Would you help us to do the work that you've called us to, which is so often difficult and challenging? For your glory and honor, we pray. Amen.